This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens' Council Forum. Today on the program, we have two very interesting guests who have come up from Macomb, Mississippi to be on the show. They are the two top officers of the Pike County Citizens Council. First, the chairman, Mr. Gordon Burt, Jr., who is in the plumbing and butane business in Macomb and Brookhaven. And then the secretary-treasurer of the Pike County Citizens Council, Mr. Warren E. Ratliff, owner of the Heidenreich Hardware Company in Macomb. Mr. Burt and Mr. Ratliff, very happy to have you with us.
We're glad to be here.
First off, Mr. Burt, could you tell us a little bit about the Pike County Citizens Council? When did it get organized and how?
Dick, we organized the Citizens Council in the early part of 1956. We had the good assistance of Bill Simmons, the program director here, and Judge Tom Brady. We spent a couple of meetings and maneuvering and shaping up and getting ready, examining what the Citizens Council stood for. And then sometime in April, we had our charter or organizational meeting.
And how many charter members did you start off with?
I would say possibly 40, just the charter members only. That is the original charter meeting. Of course, The membership soon spread after that.
I was going to ask if you experienced any rapid growth then.
Oh, yes. Quite a rapid growth from the beginning. Found a quick response among the people to the things that we were fighting for.
Well, Mr. Ratliff, could you tell us, how is the Pike County Citizens Council governed? How about the officers and directors? What officers and directors have you?
Dick, we have a chairman, who is Mr. Gordon Burt, Jr. We have a vice chairman, Mr. Mount McDougall from Magnolia. We have a board of 14 directors that are selected from each voting precinct of the county, and we have a secretary and treasurer, of which I am the secretary and treasurer.
Now, how often do the directors get together?
We meet once every month, the second Thursday in the month, at a Dutch lunch at one of the cafes and discuss our problems.
Mr. Burt, I understand that you've had quite a number of successful mass meetings in the Macomb area, and that there's one coming up fairly soon.
Yes, Dick, we do have a meeting coming up soon. You know, one of the things that we have to keep our cause before the people and to keep the interest up is the meetings, because that's one way that the people, the bulk of the membership, can participate. We have coming this Tuesday night Dr. Emmett Lee Irwin, who is the chairman of the Citizens Council of New Orleans and also vice president of the Association of Citizens Councils of Louisiana. And we feel sure that we'll have a very good crowd for this meeting. We have a good program planned. We'll have a quartet is going to sing the Gospel 4 in Macomb at 7:30 till 8. And even while the crowd is gathering, we have an orchestra that will provide music. Now, in addition to Dr. Irwin, of course, we've had Dr. Caskey, we've had Judge Tom Brady, we've had Bob Patterson, and John Bell Williams.
And I know that you're anticipating a big turnout for this meeting coming up Tuesday night.
Yes, we are. We have extended a special invitation to Lincoln County and Amite County through their Citizens Council offices. And, of course, in addition to that, we're giving quite a bit of publicity to this meeting.
Well, Mr. Byrd, I know that one question that you are asked quite frequently in your capacity as chairman of the council in Pike County is exactly what does the Citizens Council do? Would you care to tell us a little bit about some of your various activities?
That, Dick, is a question that we get asked quite frequently. In fact, some of our members ask us what we do. Certainly, there's no reason to do something when that is as far as any kind of objective that we have in this field that we work in, unless there's a problem to deal with. We spend the greater portion of our time actually trying to encourage membership. The reason for that being is because we feel like that we have many people who would like to become members. Some of them don't thoroughly understand the councils. Some of them just need to be asked. And for that reason, we are continually, from the beginning of the year to the end, trying to add to our memberships. And, of course, the reason for the memberships is to get the money.
Well, in other words, the citizens' councils are to the field of race relations pretty much as a volunteer fire department is to a community in terms of fire prevention. The more people that you have in the organization mobilized and trained and knowing what their job is, the less likelihood that they're going to have to be called upon.
That's exactly right. We feel like that the people of Mississippi in the South will someday be very grateful to the work that the Citizens Council have done.
Mr. Ratliff, how about some of the key people in Pike County? I understand that you're very fortunate in having most of the business and professional and political leadership of the county in your council.
We have been very fortunate, Dick, in securing the membership from a great number of people from every walk of life, more especially from the business people and our officers in the city and the county. And we feel right proud to be able to say that we do have a very good membership in the county right now.
Well, Mr. Burt, I know that your stage presence has been well noted by everyone who's watching and listening to this show, and quite possibly the reason for that lies in the fact that down in Pike County, the councils are active in the mass media field. You have a radio program going down there, have you not?
Yes, each Saturday morning from 8 till 8:15, we give a 15-minute program of news and information and the vital topics of interest that are current at the time. It has been unfortunate, really, that for about the last 2 months or more that I've had the task of presenting this program.
Well, I've heard a lot of favorable reports on your work, and want to say keep up the very, very good work from what we've heard. What is another one of the projects that the councils are engaged in now? I understand that there's some sort of a public opinion poll being made in the Macomb area.
Yes, we're in the process now, Dick, of making a poll of the people of our area. This poll that we have devised is, I think, has been very well originated. It develops the questions in such a way that we might determine the attitude of the people that are being questioned concerning the Citizens Council. So far, we've only been able to contact most of the business people. That's the one we started on. And we have been highly pleased with the response and the results of this poll.
You are eventually going to be contacting most of the people in the area.
We believe so.
And I know that you've been talking to us a little bit about some of the opposition that the councils have encountered in one field and another, and you expressed the opinion that the opponents have been a little bit disappointed. What do you think is the chief cause of their disappointment?
Well, Dick, I think that most of us realize that when the councils were first organized, we immediately had some intelligentsia, I might say, that said that the Citizens Council would be a bunch of rabble-rousing lunatics that would probably thrive on incidents and things like that. And, of course, the fact that the councils haven't done this has been a source of a little bit of trouble to these people. So in order to offset this disadvantage, they have attempted through flattery and by buttering it up, you might say, and say, oh, these dear council people, they wouldn't want to do this and so forth, but it's hadn't been too successful.
In other words, actually, they have been a little bit disappointed that some of their dire predictions haven't come about.
I would say so.
What is the most undeserved criticism, in your opinion, that you've encountered among the council opponents or those who fail to understand the organization?
Well, even among our members, Dick, we find sometimes they say, well, what does the Citizens Council do? They don't do anything. Well, of course, it's impossible, for instance, to let the people know sometimes just what we are doing, because you wouldn't want to show your hand on things that you are studying and things that you're preparing for. But I can tell you one thing, that we are not sitting idle. We're doing our best to anticipate whatever problems might be there, and you know the idea is to be there first.
Well, Mr. Ratliff, as the man who controls the purse strings of the council, I imagine that this question could be directed to you. Are you getting the financial support from the community that you had anticipated? And I know that more is always welcome, but what exactly do you have in mind in the way of finances?
Dick, we're agreeably surprised with our finances. We're never satisfied. We're always continuing to secure new members, so we will have money to operate on, but we've been very fortunate in that we've been able to contribute to quite a few worthy causes whenever they've come to us, and we've been fortunate enough to have the money to take care of it. We're in good financial shape in a small way.
And as is the case with all of the councils, I'm quite sure that your books receive the very closest scrutiny on the part of the directors to make sure that it stays that way.
Yes, they do, Dick.
The biggest job that the councils have, of course, Mr. Burt, is in the field of educating the public, not only here in the South, but also, in whatever extent possible, among the people in the North who are totally uninformed as to the situation and the problems that we're facing. What do you think can be done by the councils in the field of public education or public opinion?
Well, Dick, I think through our state offices, we are doing a tremendous job in trying to reach the people in other areas of the country, and after all, that is what we're going to have to do. I have always felt that eventually this fight will be won in the realm of public opinion. You can pass all the laws you want to, and I expressed this same sentiment on my radio program a short time ago, and these laws can only prove to be stopgaps into the problem. But you cannot outlaw public opinion. And as long as people are convinced that they are right in what they're doing, well, you certainly can't make them do something they don't want to do.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us today. Our time is up on this edition of the Citizens Council Forum. Our guests have been two officers of the Pike County Citizens Councils from Macomb, the chairman of the council, Mr. Gordon Burt, Jr., and the secretary-treasurer, Mr. Warren E. Ratliff. We invite you to be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of the Citizens Council Forum, when we hope to present a special report which will be of extreme interest to all members and friends of the Citizens Council movement. So until next week, Dick Morphew speaking for the Citizens Council Forum, saying thanks for being with us. Good afternoon, everyone.
Has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then join your local council at once. For information, write Citizens Council, Greenwood, Mississippi, or Citizens Council, Plaza Building in Jackson. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation shall be maintained.